In English, we've dropped the pronouns thou and thee, the singular forms used once upon a time when addressing intimates and familiars, and now just speak to everybody using the plural form you. There's much more choice available in many other languages, though. And here in Lingua Franca today, I'm joined by Dr. Heinz Leonard Kretzenbacher, convener of the German Studies Program at the University of Melbourne, who's been investigating the use of the personal pronouns du and sie in German internet forums. Yeah. So first off, we need definitions for those pronouns and concise descriptions of their usage, just generally, before we talk specifically about how they're used in internet forums.
Well, I mean, German has, as many European languages have, two pronouns. One pronoun that is used for addressing children, used for address within the closer family and with close friends, and another pronoun, sie, which is used for addressing strangers or even people you know but you're not intimately friends with.
So that's an index of familiarity or intimacy and formality, but there's also another index to do with social position, so social hierarchy. So your employer, you would use that formal Z with.
Yes, that's true. Normally you would have symmetrical titles nowadays. It used to be so that the socially higher ranking would use say the pronoun du with a socially lower ranking, and the socially lower ranking would have to use a title plus pronoun sie. But this is hardly ever found in schools, you know. School children, young school children would, of course, address their teacher with sie, and the teacher would address them with du. But among adults, that's not used anymore. It's symmetrical, even though it is sometimes only seemingly symmetrical. It's clear that there is a hierarchy. So if my boss calls me Herr Kollege, colleague, I can't call
Mr.
him Herr
Colleague.
Well, Mr. Colleague,
yes.
In German. I can't call him Mr. Colleague because he can be condescending. I can't be condescending to a hierarchically higher person. But in German, as in many other languages, the pronouns are not the whole story. So you have a very subtle system that you can fine-tune with titles, first name versus last name, nicknames sometimes, and official titles. And you can really determine the amount of social distance you think is appropriate with a particular person.
I love it. It's lovely. It's so complex.
It is complex, and it is astonishing that native speakers of German actually value this complexity. In the 1970s and 80s, it looked as if the two-pronoun system would break down in the wake of the student rebellion in West Germany, and as if du would become the general pronoun of address. But that movement has stopped and has been rolled back, and there are some areas, some domains of du, for example, in particular professions, in the media, fashion industry, in industries that have a very young image, du is the normal form of address. But outside those domains, we still have this binary system of du and sie.
And those examples that you just gave of those industries, they're not always appreciated, though, are they? Because I know from your research that in consumer advertising that use of an intimate term isn't always approved of by consumers.
Particularly, this was known as the IKEA du in Germany. IKEA, of course, coming from Sweden, where the Swedish equivalent of the du, is much more widespread than du in Germany. They introduced this general du not only between IKEA staff, among IKEA staff, and some people didn't like that at all, but also with their customers. And some of the customers reject this sort of intimacy because they think, or they considerate false intimacy. Mm. No, it's not. We are in the business relation. We are not in a friendship relation.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not just the seller and the buyer relationship that's being disrupted. It's also the employer-employee, because not everyone wants to be pals with the boss and feel like they'll do things just because they're friends. They want to keep it at a more formal industrial level.
Exactly, exactly. And there are websites in all three German-speaking domains, Germany, Austria and Switzerland, that are called Chefduzen, saying due to the boss, which is a website of people who work very often in very precarious jobs, for example, in telephone advertising, something like that, in call centers, where working conditions are often very bad. The social security of staff is very low, but, well, companies try to compensate for that with pretending that there is a very intimate spirit of teamwork and so on. So everyone is on due terms with one another. But employees resent that because they say, again, here, this covers up a very strong hierarchy and this covers up a very weak position of the employee as opposed to the employer. And we don't want that. You know, we want to have a clear picture of how the hierarchy works, and that's given with Z again.
Mm, we want to know who we're pointing the finger at when we're pointing at the boss.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'd like to talk to you about how it works on the net, because in computer-mediated communication, and maybe particularly in the kinds of communications that you've looked at, internet forums of specific interest groups, there's been a tendency to drop the formal you, the Z, and just to use the informal do. This doesn't happen universally. Is that because of some notion that NetSpace is a kind of democratic arena in which everybody's kind of equal, everyone has an equal interest, and so it's, well, as one person says, another country, the interlocutors, it's like meeting strangers, but you're in an equal space.
I'm sure that this is one of the reasons. Another reason, of course, is that a lot of internet speak, of German internet speak, comes from English, is either taken as English, we say computer in German, even with this English pronunciation, which is very un-German, or it is literally translated from English. So a mouse is eine Maus, and so on. And, of course, English only having this one pronoun, this was the start of online interaction that had the English model on the one hand. For example, netiquettes were mostly translated from English. And of course, in English netiquettes, you don't find anything about address pronouns because the problem doesn't arise in English.
Maybe you need to just say what a netiquette is. It's a kind of a guideliner, a little kind of introduction to users to
it is an etiquette for net communication. That's why they're called netiquettes, yeah? And basically it tells people on the internet how to behave in a space that is largely anonymous, you know, how to be a good netizen, and how to avoid not being a good netizen, not flaming and so on. And in a lot of German etiquette it says, well, generally, the pronoun of address on the web is du, but if someone addresses you with Z, just use the equivalent address back.
So respond in kind.
Respond in kind.
Right.
Of course, when net communication started, the community of people, the then much smaller community of people who communicated online, were a sworn community. And this is what, in address research, we call the sense of commonality. So commonality is a big factor in choice of address. If I perceive someone to have a lot in common with me, either generally or in a particular situation, then I'm much easier prepared to use do rather than the formal Z. And those commonalities can be temporary. For example, a travel companion, you know, on a bus tour, or in the Alps, there is this phenomenon of tourist guides that say this is, you know, above 2,000 meters, everyone is on due terms. And this is reversible. Normally a do is not reversible. But of course, the net has become so big and the number of participants in the net has become so large that this idea that we're all a small community of like-minded people doesn't hold water anymore. So there are particular websites that do not necessarily encourage, but allow Z, or Z develops as a normal form of address, like in offline communication. Very often these are particular interest groups, for example, such as philatelists, stamp collectors. You know, they have a website in Germany and the normal tone is Z on this website. Apparently they are slightly conservative in that respect. Or forums, internet forums of broadsheet newspapers, where the tone very often is rough, but in many cases this Z is the last vestige of respectability. And sometimes in a hard argument, someone switches to do, and another one would resent that and would say, I will not be addressed by you. You know, ich lasse mich von Ihnen nicht duzen.
So that's taken then as a put down or disrespectful.
Well, do, of course, can be taken as a disrespectful address form, particularly in an argument, because it breaks this personal space, you know, it creates an intimacy. And intimacy can be a negative intimacy, you know. If you have someone who are not very well known, who you don't know very well, and this person comes too close to you, you feel uneasy. He or she is breaking your personal space. And it's very similar with the address form. If someone who you do not think you have a lot in common with age-wise or professional or in professional respect or in interest is using do, it makes you feel uneasy. And particularly if it's in an aggressive context, it breaks down this barrier that you need, the barrier of personal space. So it is much easier to insult someone using do than to insult someone using Z.
So it's still a very contested form of address.
It is.
Is there the same kind of contest over how it's used in other languages?
Interestingly enough, there is not a lot of contest. There's not a lot of discussion about address in the other languages that we looked at. In Swedish, not in Swedish at all, because, you know, do is really, particularly in Sweden, slightly less so in Finland, Swedish, but particularly in Sweden, do is established.
Yeah.
Not in France, not in Italy at all. There's hardly any discussion. But if you Google the pronouns or address in German, you find thousands and thousands of web pages where this is actively discussed and sometimes quite heatedly.
So it's really in the German-speaking world that this is an issue.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I should perhaps call you Herr Dr. Kressenbacher.
I think we're in Australia, so Leo will do just fine. Thank you very much.
And Leo Kretzenbacher's research is part of an Australian Research Council-funded project being conducted over a span of years with a team of colleagues based at Melbourne University. Check the Lingua Franca website for more details. I'm Maria Zylstra, saying tschüssi to do see.